Get the fuck out. It's time for Devil's Business.
Okay, okay, I'm leaving.
Do you know who I am?
Welcome to the show that covers the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com. Nick, Alcoholic, Aaron, Stofane. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
How we doing?
Wow, Aaron, you sound really excited to be here.
I was staring at the Diet Mountain Dew bottle, and it hypnotized me.
Well, on this episode, we're doing the let's get kicked out episode.
Yeah, and getting kicked out of your own parties.
That's what's even better.
Yeah, it's because you were supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And it happens.
So you know that their tolerance level is way up here you, and that you still are able to oust that and get kicked out.
You're like, I'm that guy. But first, real fast, I'm going to go. We're deep in the holiday season. And
Can I do this fucking show? Fucking just took the dick out of my hand. Man, do I, man?
I thought I was helping.
What?
Mike has an seed.
Feeling froggy, motherfucker? All right. But before we get on to the stories, let's go straight to Nick for the promos for the week.
Oh, man. It's going to be awesome. All again. Once again. Fuck!
Dude. You're the best. All right.
Senior.
All right. Shut up. Before we go into that, we're going to go Nick, the sponsor of the show, My First Sin. What's up, Nick?
Not a lot. We're right in the middle.
What?
You started the last
one. Oh, God. I think this is it. First you go over the top, and then you go way off.
What's going on? Nothing.
All right. Now, before we get going with the stories, let's go to our sponsor, My Favorite Sin. What's going on, Nick? He's freezing up, man.
No, we are deep into the holiday season. It's been a lot of fun. It's been it's been kicking all of our asses. I know that much. Watching the sun come up every fucking day of the week.
It's been four days in a row. I have not been to sleep before five.
Yeah, six, seven, whatever. This coming up week, we've actually got five events in a row. Tuesday night is Ladies Night at Czar Bar over in the East Angeles.
So, the monthly event you do?
Yeah, once a month we do Ladies Night over there. It's a lot of fun. Wednesdays we've got beer. God damn it, it's beer pong, people. I'm sorry, I always
fuck
that.
It's beer pong.
It's beer pong, okay? It's a $50 grand prize bar.
You'd be surprised when I... Well, then what the fuck are we going to do with that bear we hired?
Apparently smoke out of him.
He's high as shit. Yeah, smoking got a new job.
Thursday night, Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove. Love that place. Fridays, Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmo Lava. That is one of the best nights of the week. We get trash, and it's a good time. And, of course, wrap it up at the end of the week with Tongue and Groove once again, Saturday night. So, MyFavoriteSin.com, get on the guest list, sign up, get in free. Come hang out with us, party. We'll get you a fireball.
I think you clicked in there. You locked in. You
liked it.
You did good.
Yeah.
You did very.
Yeah.
Pulled it together.
Yeah. Well done. Okay. Good. Because I was sweating that one.
All right. Well, that was fun. But now we got to get kicked out. And y'all are going to tell the you and Aaron are going to tell this first story. And we call it the brunch brawl.
We had a party years ago, and actually, if, you know, Aaron can confirm this. It was one of the funnest parties that we ever threw, and the odd thing was it was a day party. It was a brunch party. It was every Sunday from, 11 a.m. to about 3, 4 p.m., and it was at this old location called Sweet Lowdown, and Joey G was a photographer, and we had a Brian 500 was a DJ every week. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a beautiful location right on Peachtree.
Yeah, right there in Midtown.
And,
The thing is, I remember going to a couple of those, and you could tell all the people that hadn't been to bed yet and the ones that, you know, got refreshed and came back and wanted to look cute for, you know, daytime pictures.
The people that were there for the event and actually went to bed, you know, they were up, they looked good, they were talkative, chatty, looked very spry. And then the ones who haven't been to bed yet obviously had the same clothes on from the night before, and they were all sitting down in the very plush couches, pretty much eating their faces, and just like they kind of looked like, you know, zombies, white face.
Right. Yeah, like they're having a good time.
Having a great time.
But Sweet Lowdown was doing it's two floors, and they'd given us the whole upstairs. Is great with a balcony, and it's a great spot. But downstairs, they did a breakfast that was a big attraction to a lot of churchgoers.
Yeah, church brunch. Yeah.
So when church would let out, the church people would come in, go downstairs.
Families.
And then we take the elevator upstairs and start getting drunk. Bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, $15 bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, all you want.
Remember our one roommate, he got so wasted, and he was leaning his head over the edge of the couch, and whenever a server would walk by, he'd be like, hey, just dump that carafe of shit down my throat. Ah, and we're like, dude. It's fucking 1 p.m. on a Sunday. Calm down.
Yeah, it would, man, it would get a little out of control, though, for being a Sunday, early afternoon.
Even, and it was a one-story building, and it had an elevator, and it got so out of control one time that elevator opens, and a buddy of ours is getting blown in the elevator.
Well, it's a long ride.
Wait, the one-floor elevator? You're getting blown in the one-floor elevator?
Yeah, they had to really, actually, I thought they were hustling just to be able to get started.
It's going to take you a floor to get the dick out.
That's an indication of how those days would go. You know, it's like, hey, man, that's a one-story elevator ride. You know, that's a long time. I might as well get a dick sucking.
Man, but I tell you what, the buffet was great.
You got to have a buffet to get the taste of salt out of your mouth. Elevator ride.
We had really good EDM DJs.
Really good.
And it was one of these Sunday mornings. We had gotten there, man, just about right in time to open, start eating lots of bacon and big buckets of eggs. I was really having a good time. And we were drinking a lot of these bottomless mimosas. I mean, they're going down really easy, and they taste delicious.
Well, it was our party. We threw the party every Sunday with Joey G, so we were hosts of the party as well. So, you know, when you're a host and you're having a good time, you partake in the special.
Sure.
And every time you turned around, there was a server walking around with a giant carafe of pre-made mimosas. And we would do the champagne flute shots. That was a bad idea.
Right. Yeah.
So anytime we just turn, boom, there's another one.
Yeah, and awesome. You just take it and then do it like a shooter. Yeah. And it's,
we know the staff there because we were there so much. But they're just like, Nick, Aaron.
Constant crafts coming through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were killing it. That $15 was, man, they
well
were losing money.
Oh, they were. They were.
So anyway, me and Nick decided we were going to go downstairs and go outside onto the street.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Playing traffic.
Yeah, you know, see who was down there. There was a lot of people in the valet, and it gets a little active. And we jumped in the elevator, and we took that down. And when the doors opened, man, the downstairs was packed. The church people were out in full effect. And we had a lot of people upstairs, too. It was, man, it was really, the building was popping.
I was getting a little rambunctious. Like, when I get really, 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 really drunk, a lot of the times I'll get a little feisty or whatever, and I have a good time.
You're hard to control.
Yeah, champagne's more bubbly.
Well, let me tell you something that happened apparently Tuesday night this past week. Nick went out and had a really good time, and he apparently ran up running behind the bar, a dive bar, grabbed Ming. You picked her up and started throwing her around, and you punched somebody.
Yeah.
And, like, as a joking, a jovial punch, but yeah, a drunken Nick jovial punch damage people.
I ran into a girl one time at Tongue and Groove who always likes to spout off how great her stomach is, and I was blackout drunk, and I uppercutted her solar plexus and dropped her to her knees, and I was laughing my ass off, and everybody's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, she can take it, and then I walk away. Yay, Nick! Yay!
He's single, ladies.
I can't fight them off, can you?
So I was in
though he will physically try to fight them.
that's just a preface to the state of mind I was in. When we walked out, we are introduced to the church crowd. Kids, suits, you know.
Yeah, everybody looked really nice. And, man, me and Nick, we go out the front door. You have to walk a little through the dining room.
It was cold outside.
Out the front door. And it was cold outside. And so all the patio furniture they usually set up on the sidewalk was kind of stacked against the big bay window in front of the main downstairs dining room. As we walked out, I was on the left. Nick was to my right. He decided he was going to sucker punch me, as he does when he's drunk, and to women and children. And
but this wasn't
the elderly.
Yeah, other innocents.
This was one of my it was just a quick left jab.
Yes, it was just a left jab into the arm.
A simple punch to my friend.
Just simple.
But of course,
super easy.
Drunk Nick doesn't know his own strength. Apparently, I'm strong.
Yeah, and you knocked the shit out of me. He just hammered me. And
look at how he's cackling now.
Yes, yes. That's part of the hate that makes these things happen.
Level evil.
You got hate in your heart. Let it out.
And see, I mean, I know what it was. He saw the stacks of chairs and made a quick decision that I was going in them.
And it was going to be hilarious to me.
Well, the thing is, I hit those stacks of chairs really hard. I was trying to catch my balance. Man, it spread my weight out over several stacks and then just knocked them into the bay window of this restaurant.
The whole front of it was...
So now everyone in the dining room and the downstairs, the nice church-going people that have found Jesus...
They've got whiplash from turning around so fast.
Record scratch. Complete, the whole restaurant turns their heads and they're just looking just, appalled. Like, what the...
Yeah, there was a... Man, I should have mentioned the jazz band was... Oh,
that's right!
...was playing, and they just were like... You know, just classic...
breakdown.
Breakdown of...
It was a classy crowd down there with a jazz band.
Yeah, it was really classy. And so... I'm facing the window in these chairs, kind of laying in them, and everyone's looking at me.
And I'm dying laughing.
Like eye to eye. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, I don't embarrass easily, but sometimes shame gets to me. And I was like, man, this is not how I should be behaving at my age. And so when I'm embarrassed and I feel like that, somebody makes me feel like that, I want to hit him with a chair. So
he decides to fight fire with fire.
So it's time.
So Nick threw you into your weapon of choice.
Yes, he did. He did. And there was a wide selection.
Poor choice, bald man.
And what's funny is it sounds like this was a long period of time, but all this happened in his head and on the front and the record scratch of the crowd looking at us, all that happened in a matter of a split second. And I guess all that went through his brain process. So he grabs one of these giant fucking metal chairs that were patio equipment and he wields it over his head and he's about to smash it on my fucking skull.
Yeah,
like a wrestler.
Yeah, I whipped it up over my head.
I was like, I did it this time. Oh God.
I went to swing it down overhand to like kind of crush him into the sidewalk, I think was what I was planning. Like, that's the angle I was taking. I really wasn't thinking about it. Or which way would be the best to cause the most damage. But this is how it's going to happen. But when I went to whip it forward, it just froze. Nothing happened. I thought I was going to pull some kind of muscle in my armpit. I don't work out, so whatever those are, gym rats. Fill in the blank. There's a voice right behind me going, "Hey!" So man, I'm holding the chair over my head and I'm still trying to pull on it and it's not moving, and I turn
I'm not
looking
done
over
my friend yet.
Yeah. Nick has got this weird look on his face and he's sort of looking over my shoulder. So as I turn around, hey, it's the manager of the restaurant
and we are throwing the party at that he pays us for.
He looks so pissed. He looks so incredibly pissed.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, I was like, man, I don't even get it. And he's like, "What the hell do you think you're doing? You guys, get the fuck out of here!"
And that's when we both finally realized maybe he was right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my hysterical cackle, that started, that immediately began. And then so we start doing that laughing, crouching down, like, we got to get the fuck, we just got thrown out of our own Let's go.
Y'all are like humored by being a raging asshole.
Yes. And so we made a scene about it in front of the restaurant, laughing our asses so hard for getting tossed out of our own party.
Wasted at about 1:30 p.m.
Yes. The football games had just started, for the love of God.
We're classy.
When are the brunches coming back?
I don't know, man. That was the golden time of the brunch, man, was that Sweet Lowdown, because after we stopped doing brunch there, we tried it at a couple other locations, and it just didn't have the same feel.
Lot of places do brunch in Atlanta now, but what's happened is the restaurant management has decided to take it over. When nightclub promoters throw brunches, it turns into an after-party.
Brunch used to be something that the church ladies did after church, and they'd go, "Oh, you're getting an apple pancake," and you know, shit like that. Yeah. And then when y'all did brunch, it's like it confused people. Y'all confused what brunch was supposed
to be. Yes, and also we did lose a certain percentage of our clientele because they didn't have any appetites from doing coke or meth. And so they didn't really participate in buying the sweet brunch. They would get the bottomless mimosas. And, man, when you've got a nightclub crowd coming in, you think you're going to get over on them for $15 mimosas, you got another thing coming.
You're going to lose money.
Oh, big time. Yeah. They need to be $99 bottomless mimosas.
And even at that point, I think you and I could probably put a dent in their profit margin.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that they're getting these bottles of champagne for $3 a pop.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and we're still killing them.
I think, actually, they ran out of orange juice before they would run out of champagne because of the amount of shit that we were drinking with those guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would love for somebody to come up with another cool brunch. I just hope that we can eat enough.
No one's going
to
trust y'all to a brunch again. Probably.
No.
Not with that story.
More eaters, less drinkers.
Well, I have a story, and I say you got kicked out. It was more of a, okay, fine, I'll go. It wasn't.
That's kind of how I felt.
Right. Well, okay, no, that guy was kicking you out.
Yeah.
Nick just thought it was a, this way to your door, sir. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, he said fuck. That's never a request.
Yeah, managers don't intend to shout fuck in front of their public.
Will you fucking please decide to leave?
Can we get our check first?
Well, I have one that we're calling the story, we're not going to protest. I was doing a show with Matt in Joplin, Missouri.
I've never been to Missouri. How is it this time?
I have been to
Skip
Missouri.
It. I'd rather go back to Fargo.
Oh, wow.
I'd rather be dead in Atlanta than alive in Missouri. That's how I feel about the place.
Okay, that's checked off my list of never to go to, so yeah.
That's, I mean, every time anyone asks me, you go, where's the worst state to play? Fucking Missouri. They're
Missouri.
I hate to say it, but they're a bunch of retards. I mean, they are really not smart people. And then you get there, and it's like, I'm going to shut down here. Yeah. I'm not going to get to the story. I'm just going to start yelling in Missouri. I'm like, you piece of shit, you're not even the South, but you try to claim the South, and you're like, oh, we're solid rise again. I'm like, motherfucker, you're Missouri. But good
west,
on you.
West of the Mississippi isn't the South.
Good on you, Mizzou.
Now we've lost the Missouri demographic.
Oh, that type. They can't work a computer. Fucking
right. Serve users are logging off now.
We are not FM radio, guys. They're not going to hear us.
They got a hand crank on their computer. Grandma, fire up the CPU, man. It's an Etch-a-Sketch plugged into a phone jack. So Matt and I are in Joplin, Missouri, and we're playing this. I want to say bar was called Champs or some shit like that.
Sounds like a classy place.
It was actually pretty nice. It was down on the strip in Joplin, if you can imagine what that was like. Just full of fun. It was kind of like a collegey crowd.
Right.
So it's on this main strip, and we're playing at this bar. But because the name of our tour was Saints and Sinners Comedy Tour, had a big poster that just said Saints and Sinners, right? The problem is a lot of people tend to detach themselves from realizing that it's not just the Saints and Saints tour. So the thing is, they thought it was going to be a biblical comedy show.
Oh, yeah. Biblical comedy is the best. Everyone loves
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that demographic. That
yeah.
I was playing the downstairs Sweet Lowdown when some assholes were bashing into chairs and shit. we're in Joplin, and I'm partway into my show. I noticed something going on outside the window, because I can kind of see the front window from where the stage is. There's something going on.
It wasn't me and Nick.
A disturbance. By the time I get done with the show and I go outside, there is a complete crowd of about 20 to 30 protesters.
They have, like, placards and everything?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got more than just placards. They nailed up something other than just a plaque. Let me tell you something.
They burned their effigy?
They had this fucking asshole tied to a cross.
What?
On rollerblades outside, which is immediately obnoxious.
Oh, rollerblade Jesus.
Rollerblade Jesus, which I didn't think was a thing. But
wow,
shows what you know.
The skaters don't really like him.
That's a whole new meaning to the word fruit booter. Oh my god,
you skater kids in your terms, like, I don't understand what the fuck that means.
Fruit boots.
Fuck are you talking
Inline
about?
Rollerblades, man.
Yeah,
you're calling fruit boots.
Look, fruit boots.
Your little My Little Pony shirt with a rainbow. That's clearly your rollerblader.
I can't stop staring.
I love it.
We're doing a podcast. They can't see my shirt.
I still told them it's a My Little Pony with a rainbow on your chest. That's awesome to me.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'll go pony for the win.
Yeah. I didn't even know you were a brony. We should go to a convention together.
Anyway, so I got out there and...
So did you finish the show?
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, I tend to drink a little bit during the show. And,
I've seen it.
The club owner seemed to like me a lot. And so he started drinking with me when I came off the stage and Matt was on the stage. And then I went back up and I'm drinking a little bit more. So by the time I end up outside after the show having a couple cigarettes... and I see Jesus
on rollerblades.
Well, no, I was kind of having a moment. Then there was rollerblade Jesus. He was there, and they were mad because we were doing it in a bar. That we were doing a biblical stand up in a bar. And we're like, that what? And they start to get under my skin a little bit, and they're trying to.
Hey, they serve wine.
Maybe they thought it was a dinner show.
No, I said it's communion, bitch.
They just trucked it straight over here from Branson. I'm so excited.
Ooh, Branson. I start getting a little more drunk, and hanging out at the bar next to the bar I was playing, and they're still out there protesting, and they're yelling scripture to the people coming out of the bar, and you're all sinners. And
did they know that you were the sinner and recognized you, or just that they were just picketing the event?
They were picketing the event, and I think at some point I made myself very, very well known, because by about 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're still protesting. I'm thinking, Jesus got to go to sleep at some point, right? Like, well, that homeboy's had his arms out for a good couple hours now.
It's got to be tiring.
Well, yeah. he was kind of tied to it. So
yeah, he really, like the real Jesus made it for like 3 or 4 days,
and he used nails. What a fucking pussy! Yeah.
I know. Well, let me tell you what happened. Because at this point, I have this level of honesty I wanted to get into. I'm now standing on the hood of a Camry that was parked outside in the street, shouting at Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Saying, Jesus didn't tie himself to the fucking cross. He used nails, you pussy. And then I said, and what the fuck are you wearing rollerblades? Jesus didn't rollerblade, motherfucker. And I'm shouting. The thing is, all this shouting, I was getting more attention now than the protest, which got a lot of attention from the official authorities, cops,
the boys in blue,
the cops, like, because they were having the protest, and then there's something wrong with that. But like,
it was peaceful.
Well, you got a guy tied to a cross. I don't know. Yeah. It's debatable. And so there is a thing called public drunkenness, though. That is against the law.
Yeah, that is. Oh, yes. That is.
And I apparently was kind of bordering on that.
I don't see why they
and
thought that.
Apparently, I'm inciting a riot.
Ooh, that's a felony.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
that's good. That's a felony.
Maybe I was holding a trash can over my head. I don't remember.
You know what? Sometimes people hold things over their heads.
It happens.
It does.
It happens to the best of us, right?
It does.
See, I'm starting to notice that these stories tend to have someone wielding something over their head. So that was when the point where the owner of the bar I was at didn't find me nearly as amusing as he did earlier. And he had the bouncer grab me off the car. Throw me into a cab before I even realize it. The bouncer grabs me, throws me into a cab, and tells him where to take me. I didn't actually know what hotel I was in. So I just, the cab driver just took me.
So you're having a great time yelling at all these people who hated you for no reason, telling them to fuck off. And then, boom, you're in a cab going somewhere, not knowing how you got there.
Right. And I'm yelling at Jesus.
As you do.
You're going to have one of those nights. You can't plan for a night like that.
No, that's
so,
just. No.
Yeah, I end up thrown in the cab. Cabbie drives me, I'm assuming it was my hotel, because I woke up the next morning.
In a bed.
There. Paycheck was in my pocket, so successful night, and yeah, fucking religious Reich assholes.
I love that. You'd never told me that story before, and the fact that you almost got arrested. Actually, you probably should have been arrested for inciting a riot, because the trash can should have been on fire, and then that just what topped it off.
I didn't say it wasn't, but yeah, no, it wasn't on fire. But
you smashed it into a cop car, and then helicopters, and
Well, the thing, yeah, when you see. If you're tied to a cross, you're fine. You're standing on the hood of a Camry wielding a trash can, you're an asshole.
Well, that makes sense. But that's why I keep a bottle of Ronson lighter fluid in my jacket at all times.
So monks?
I can turn that trash can on fire and then hit somebody with that.
I thought you were going to burn a monk. I was like, that's the way to go.
Or, that's what I'm saying, it gives you options.
You always need some sort of flammable.
Yes, you need lighter fluid and a switchblade. It's worked for me for years.
Aaron wants an indelible image on the cover of Time magazine again.
You're going to be breastfeeding? I think I saw the wrong one.
God damn.
You got to feed those infants.
So, yeah, we have a lot of fun.
I think we learned something today. Jesus is a blader.
Yeah, and if you're going to wield something over your head, do it quickly before somebody takes it away from you.
If you're going to commit to hitting somebody with something, you got to go quick.
The window could close really fast, and so you just got to strike.
Smashing someone with a metal chair or a trash can, that's a snappy kind of event. You got to get that done. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.